5 signs you have a growth mindset.
Combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Burcu Ünsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine technology and your NeuroShine coach. Do you know what we're talking about today? Growth mindset. What an amazing topic. It's literally what I am so passionate about. So let's define first, what is a growth mindset? We need to define it so that we can understand if you have it or if you don't, or maybe we can talk about ways you can improve it, right? So a growth mindset is a mindset where you believe you can learn everything. Your emotional intelligence, your social intelligence, your professional intelligence, multiple intelligences, they can all be improved. That's what growth mindset is. What are we comparing it to? We're comparing it to a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset would be a place where you think, you know, this is who I am, these are my capacities, my skills, that's it, right? Everything has a limit, everything is certain, and you cannot grow. So obviously, that is not growth mindset, that is fixed mindset. When you have a growth mindset, your brain is elastic, okay? Picture with me. I am sure you have heard about neuroplasticity. It refers to that elastic structure of your brain, the organ brain. Picture it. You are able to take it sideways and up and down and make it expand. So that is exactly how you can picture growth mindset visually. That's flexible, it's agile, it's open, and it is easy to shape, right? And when you have growth mindset, there are some signs that you can tell you have it. Ready? Let's talk about them. Number one, you don't believe in failing, because a growth mindset believes that there is no failure. There is only learning and growing. When you have a growth mindset, everything that happens to you, for you, everything that happens around you, they happen because they teach you something. They show you ways that you can improve things. Think about Thomas Edison, for example. Before he invented the light bulb, did you know that he failed thousands of times? But if you ask him, do you know what he says? He says, I never fail. I just discover thousands of ways that don't work. So that's a great example of thinking with a growth mindset. Whenever you try something, maybe it doesn't work, but it doesn't have to be labeled as a failure. You can label it as a lesson to learn from and to improve it, right? That is number one. Number two, you don't take things personally. What do I mean by that? When you have a fixed mindset, you know, you believe that you have a limited capacity and you cannot grow, right? So in that kind of a mindset, when somebody tells you, hey, you know what, you could have done that better, what are you gonna do? You're gonna be like, but I don't believe I can do it better. So you're gonna take it personally, and you're gonna feel sorry about it. You're gonna have self-pity, hopelessness, helplessness, oh my goodness, right? That is totally a behavior of a fixed mindset. Whereas if you have a growth mindset, you'll be like, oh, can I do this better? How? Tell me, teach me, right? That should be your approach. And that is your approach. If that is your approach, that's a sign you have a growth mindset. Number three, you focus on solutions, not the problems. When you have a fixed mindset, you are a part of the problem. You complain, you blame, and you cannot think of any solutions because you are stuck in the problem. When you have a growth mindset, you are creative, you are open, flexible, so you can find different ways to solve a problem, and that's why you are solution-oriented. Number four, you empower others to grow with you, because you know that if you are the only one growing, that might be a problem, right? So you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. You want to be among other smart brains, brilliant, actually, shiny minds, right? In my language. And so that is your attitude. If you have a growth mindset, you're going to want your friends and your network to grow with you. You are not going to get jealous. You're not going to compare yourself with them and feel sorry for yourself that they are better and you are not. That is so not a growth mindset attitude. And if you can feel that you want to empower others to grow, that is also a sign you have a growth mindset. Last but not least, this is my favorite. Number 5. You look at life as a school to learn and grow. Why? Because you know and believe that you can become more and achieve more, right? That is totally a sign that you do have a growth mindset. I hope this video helped you, and I hope that you do have a growth mindset. Even if not, now you know you can build it. And please share this video with others so that they can also build and improve their growth mindset. And subscribe to my channel, because my channel is all about having and building and improving that growth mindset. And in my language, actually, growth mindset is having that shiny mind, which is all about my Shiny Minds show. So, you know what to do. Because you know, we can only make this world a better place with more love and shiny minds.